Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Happy Mardi Gras. Happy State of the Union. Happy Tuesday. What else is going on? Oh, today's National Pancake Day. So Happy National Pancake Day to all you folks getting your stack over at Stacks, which is the my favorite pancake joint, or IHOP, with some little Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity. All right. Wow, we've got a lot going on today, ladies and gentlemen. More propaganda coming out of Ukraine, and we'll tell you about that in just a few moments. Also, State of the Union, and we have an all-star lineup today. A lot of folks up on Capitol Hill wanting to weigh in. Meanwhile, you have a convoy of truckers, and we don't know how many truckers are going. This thing has been very disorganized, this trucker convoy, this freedom convoy. So we may or may not have thousands of truckers in Washington, D.C., circling the Beltway. That was the plan. And Grace Baker, you'll keep us updated, watching all the social media platforms, if any trucks are actually in the Washington, D.C. area. Sort of hard to say at this point. As a matter of fact, Penske, the trucking company Penske, they actually shut down. They're able to automatically shut down any trucks that are heading to Washington to be a part of the convoy. And we've gotten some reports that truckers have been in the cabs of their vehicles, and all of a sudden everything shut down because Penske doesn't want their truckers, their drivers, participating in this big national protest. Huge amount of fencing around the border. I still find it interesting that our elected leaders will do whatever it takes to protect the sovereignty of the Capitol building, but they will not protect the sovereignty of our southern border. But there you have it, the freest country on the face of the earth, and we look like something out of Moscow. Unbelievable. By the way, new information coming out of Ukraine, and folks, I hate to be the guy that says this, but somebody's got to be the guy. Somebody's got to step up and take one for America, and I'm willing to do that for you. But I just don't believe anything that's coming out of Ukraine right now. Not a single thing. We have instructed our team to use the word allegedly and to use it abundantly in our stories, because we just don't know what in the world is happening over there. There was an image yesterday. I believe Kyle the engineer brought it to my attention. The beautiful Miss Ukraine, a lovely woman, beauty pageant winner. And she was photographed holding what looked to be an AR-15. And Miss Ukraine, the beauty queen, was among the patriotic Ukrainians who were taking up arms against the Russians. And it was a very inspirational photo. I mean, you have to respect any Ukrainian woman, or any woman for that matter, in the world who would be willing to go to war dressed in stiletto heels, holding an AR-15, wearing a crown. And, of course, the media went full-blown bonkers over this, and they're elevating Miss Ukraine to a sainthood, as well we should. I mean, here she is, a beauty queen. What does she know about firearms? But there she is, holding this weapon, ready to shoot the Russians. As a matter of fact, she wrote on her social media pages that she was that any Russian who crossed the border, any invader, would be shot dead. I say amen, glory. But now we know that story is not true. Now we know that Miss Ukraine is not on the front lines of the war fighting the Russians. As a matter of fact, it was part of a photo shoot taken from the comfort of her home, and it was not a gun that she had. It was some sort of an airsoft rifle. There you go. yet more propaganda. And so now all of these people in the media who are praising Miss Ukraine, look, I've got nothing against Miss Ukraine. And I think what she did was inspirational. I thought it was encouraging to people. It showed them courage. But the reality is, the way it was played in the national media here in the United States is that you've got a beauty queen winner who is out on the front lines putting her life on the line. So why aren't we as Americans doing the same? That's what this is all about, folks. We are watching a full onslaught, a carefully scripted media campaign to turn hearts and minds. That's what this is all about. They want to convince you, America, middle America, that we've got to get out there and we've got to put skin in the game. We've got to have American boots on the ground in Ukraine. And the argument is, if Miss Ukraine can do it, then by golly, all the rest of you should as well. That's what they're wanting here. And that's why we're seeing all of these stories coming out in the mainstream media. These stories that would make every single one of them would make their own incredible two-hour movie. It's like Saving Private Ryan stories coming out of Ukraine every 30 minutes. It's remarkable. And what are we, day seven? Day eight of the war? Here's the headline. Ukrainian grandmother shows CNN's Clarissa Ward her Molotov cocktail supply. Let those Russian blanks come here. Good for you, Granny. And I hope that's true. I love telling these stories. That's what kills me here. I would love to be able to tell you that Miss Ukraine in her stiletto heels shot down 100 Russian invaders. I would love to be able to share that story with you. And we would celebrate here on the Todd Stearns radio program because I believe in sovereign borders. I just wish to high heavens that Joe Biden would defend our border like he's defending the Ukrainian border. But he doesn't want to do that. I just wish the mainstream media here in the United States of America would tell the story, would cover the plight of Texas farmers and ranchers and ranchers along our southern border who are suffering. They feel like they're living in a war zone. Their own property is being overrun and invaded by a horde of invading illegal aliens. I just wish the mainstream media would show an ounce of compassion, a measure of compassion for those people. Or what about up on Capitol Hill? Those people are living, you know what? Those people are going to be able to enjoy the State of the Union address tonight, knowing that they're protected by hundreds and hundreds of National Guardsmen. They're going to be protected by a giant wall that's been erected around the U.S. Capitol in the center place of freedom for the world. Meanwhile, most of us have to lock our doors, double lock the doors. You've got security systems, and you're sitting there hoping and praying that nobody comes through the front door and tries to rob you blind. And we're going to talk about the State of the Union. But this really gets to me what's happening in Ukraine. Because the propaganda is hurting the movement. Now, I'm curious. Are you wondering if something is just off about what's happening in Ukraine? Are you concerned that maybe, just maybe, we're not getting the truth? That maybe we're being fed a bill of goods? CNN's Clarissa Ward in the Kiev suburbs spoke to Ryesa Smatko, a retired Ukrainian economist and grandmother. She showed off an area of her house where she has been making Molotov cocktails to help fight the Russians. Again, allegedly. Quote, let those Russian blanks come in here, she said. We're ready to greet them. Ward asked whether Mrs. Smatko, where she learned to make the Molotov cocktails. She says Google. Google helped. On that note, you know, it is interesting. If you need to know how to do anything, I mean, just you can Google it, and it'll pretty much give you whatever, you know. If you want to know how to make a Molotov cocktail, there you go. Asked what she'll do if the Russians continue to press toward Kiev, Smatko says, we will beat them. They won't come. I believe in our Ukraine. I believe in the Ukrainian people. Well, good for you, Grandma. And again, I hope this is a true story. But I've told our staff, we cannot believe anything that's coming out of Ukraine unless we have second or third sourced it. But even then, folks, even the fact checkers, and you know how these fact checkers are, they're all left-leaning. But even the fact checkers are sympathetic. Well, yes, the story's not true, but the spirit of it is accurate. What the hell does that mean? It's either true or it's not true. Now, don't get me wrong here, folks. The Ukrainians are in a rough spot here, and I feel bad for them. But I don't think we need to be putting American troops on the ground. You have NBC. We were talking about this yesterday. Last night, after the show, an NBC News reporter actually suggested that what we ought to be doing is implementing a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Okay, great. That means, in essence, that we would be declaring war, the United States of America. The United States of America would be declaring war on the Russians. I don't know what's going on here with the national media. Maybe they're tired of covering the China virus crisis. Maybe they're trying to deflect from covering senile Joe Biden. But I have to imagine there's got to be a better story angle than trying to get all of us vaporized in some sort of a nuclear blast. But that's just me. I mean, you think about it here, folks, and here we are. What are we facing? What options do we have? We're paying $10 a pound for bacon, or we could be vaporized in a nuclear blast. That's the Biden administration right now. A year and a half in, and we're facing an apocalypse. But this is Joe Biden. Elections have consequences. This is what somebody voted for. By the way, want to talk about fake news? The ghost of the ghost of Kiev. That turned out to be a fake story as well. About as fake as the 80 million people who voted for Joe Biden in the election. Yeah, I went there. It's Tuesday. All right, we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Again, you've had a chance to analyze. Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing? Are you concerned about the level of fake news, of propaganda coming out of Ukraine? And what do you think is behind all of this? 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com, and we have some great stories there. Great video as well. Got to check that out. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Stearns.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
All right, so Fox News is reporting there's a 40-mile caravan of Russian killing machines on the way to the Ukrainian capital. Now we're getting reports that there's been a stall, and apparently the convoy is facing tough Ukrainian resistance along with fuel problems. So they're running out of gas is basically the story. You see, this wouldn't happen if they followed AOC's advice and just got battery powered or, you know, electric power. You just plug in somewhere, right? right? Yeah, I'm just saying. There you go. So, by the way, they've been showing us these satellite photos for 3 or 4 days now of this 40-mile crew of this caravan, this convoy. Why hasn't anybody given that intel to the Ukrainian Air Force so they can drop a couple of bombs on these people? It makes no sense to me. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. It is Tuesday, so it's a Ladies' Day on the Todd Starnes. Well, actually, every day is Ladies' Day here on the Todd Starnes radio program. But ladies first, Michelle, Ohio. Michelle, what's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about all this, and at first, like everyone else, once we heard that Russia was invading Ukraine, you know, oh my goodness, this is horrible. But then I started thinking, and I saw that video where supposedly that Russian tank rolled over that Ukrainian car that was going down the street, and Facebook did not ban that as violent. After 2 years of them banning videos left and right, but they allowed that one to circulate, that's when I started questioning what is going on. And I'm just not buying. There's something more deeper going on. And again, that would be something that Putin would have to tell us what his rationale is. But the media is all lockstep in one narrative, just like the COVID thing. So again, I can't trust them after being lied for the last 2 years.
Yeah,
there's something more.
There is something more. And it's clearly the media has demonstrated this time and time again, Michelle, is that they've got an agenda. And it looks as though that agenda is getting us into a shooting war. There is an effort by the mainstream networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox News and CNN as well, to get us into an armed conflict with the Russians. It is an incredibly dangerous place to be, especially if, and I don't believe Putin is nuts. I don't think he's off his rocker. They're trying to convince us that he is just as senile and addled as Joe Biden is, but and maybe he is. I don't see it. But if that's the case, go ahead.
Yeah, and the question would be, why? What is the purpose that they would want to get us into a war? And does it have anything to do with this whole Build Back Better agenda, where they're just going to trash everybody's economy?
The
agenda, I don't know.
Michelle, the agenda here, and there's been a lot of concern about rising gas prices. And the administration has been very, very forthright about this. They say that the issue here is that we're using too much gas, we're using too much oil, and it's time for the American citizens to cut back. So that's the whole point here. They want you paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon for gas because in their thinking, at that point, you're going to want to switch over to one of these battery-powered cars. That's what's going on here. Michelle, we've got to run here. Thank you for the call. Let's go to George in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, George. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Mr. Starnes. We love you.
Thank you.
I wanted to respond to your propaganda. Every country uses propaganda, friend and foe, forever and ever. We used it in World War II. The Russians, of course, are the most professional at it. But I think from the Ukrainian side, it probably helps prop up their people and some of their will to fight. And so it may not be true, but it may be a useful tool.
I have no doubt about that. I'm just saying from the American perspective, you would expect our media to do a better job than, you know, put out all of this fake news, which is exactly what it is, George.
Why would you expect our media to do a good job? We know better.
Well, fair enough. That's fair enough. Go ahead.
Just one quick comment. I do not agree we should put boots on the ground, but boy, it should be nice to have a coordinated NATO airstrike to wipe that column out.
Thank you.
And then Russia would have to figure out who do they want to attack next, and we all would be united.
And they're not going to do it, George. They're not. NATO had the opportunity to do that, and they have announced they are not going to do it. But you're absolutely right. Just put a couple of jets up in the air and take them out. I mean, what's the point of NATO if you're not going to do that? And by the way, do not forget about the Budapest Memorandum, which says NATO has a responsibility to protect Ukraine. 844-747-8868. Hang tight, folks. We'll be right back. Our world has certainly changed. Everything is online today. With all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Every 7 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. And if you think it could never happen to you, think again. Identity Guard can help. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, finances, and personal information safe. If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Todd. Go to identityguard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Todd Stearns here. Wall Street Journal is producing video footage that I think we can... I will just say allegedly. The Wall Street Journal posting video footage that allegedly shows Ukrainian citizens coming out and confronting a part of this Russian convoy and threatening them, the Russians shooting their guns in the air, so they're not opening fire on the Ukrainians. Also, Paramount says they will not release the new Batman movie in Russia. Now, that's too bad because apparently it's a pretty horrible movie. So, I mean, maybe they could have inflicted some punishment on the Russians, but there you go. All right, let's get back to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Portland, Maine. Peter on the line, listening to us on WLOB. Peter, what's going on?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller. First, I wanted to say I agree with the last caller in your conversation. I'd love to see NATO take a little flyby that convoy on its way to Kiev. I think that would be effective. But getting back to the point on the propaganda topic, I'm curious about the reactions and what your reaction is to people who, throughout Putin's lies leading up to this point, people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene continuing to praise Putin when they've now should know that everything he's been saying has been propaganda. And, you know, what do you say to these congresspeople who still won't stand up to what he's done and what he said? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, I mean, anybody who's out there praising Putin is a moron, and that's nuts. The problem here, Peter, is you've got people, because a lot of folks are saying, well, in the media, they're saying, well, Trump is out there praising Putin. No, he's not. He's talking about his leadership skills. The President Trump has come out, and he did so most recently at CPAC, and he roundly condemned what Putin was doing. So it's, yes, you can say that Putin is a strong leader. He's defending his country, or he's, you know, advancing his country, looking out for his country's best interest. That's all well and good. But the fact of the matter is, this is an evil monster who is waging a genocide on the Ukrainian people. And I don't know what Matt Gaetz has said. I don't follow Matt Gaetz, so I don't know.
So what you're saying then is that someone could say that what Putin is doing is the best interest in his country, but the economy is in the toilet as a result of Western sanctions. So wouldn't anyone who's saying that Putin is acting in the
best interest of his country also be falling sanctions? What sanctions are you talking about, Peter?
The Western sanctions that have cut Russia off from SWIFT, and you've seen the depreciation in the ruble.
Right.
By half overnight, and a stock market that isn't opening over there because they're afraid of what's going to happen when it does. You've got Western corporations removing themselves from the Nord Stream pipeline and other investments over there. So my point is that the propaganda coming from Putin was eaten up hook, line, and sinker by lots of politicians, and also politicians who are on the receiving end of receiving security briefings. So my question is, yes, propaganda from the media here on the side, but you have people at very high levels.
Well, the same argument. Well, the same argument here could be made on the other side with Joe Biden and the Biden crime syndicate, who was making millions and millions of dollars from the Ukrainians and the Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company, Peter. So, I mean, you can have it, but you can't have it just one way. I mean, an argument could be made that. No. Hold on a second. Hold on, Peter. An argument could be made that Joe Biden is so voraciously defending Ukraine to protect his family's interest in that country. You can't have it one way or the other.
Well, I love the pivot, but that was never proven.
No, it's not a pivot.
It was proven, Peter.
It was proven. Hunter Biden making tens of millions of dollars. No, you can say, here we go, but I'm going to tell you the facts here. And the facts are, Peter, is that Hunter Biden made millions and millions of dollars working for a gas company that he had no experience in the gas industry. None whatsoever.
Okay,
and he's making millions and millions of dollars.
Cite the source.
It's out there, Peter. Go Wall Street Journal, New York Times,
right.
Wall Street Journal, CNN, Fox News. Peter, you want me to go on, Peter? I'm happy to go on. If you want me to go on Washington Post, why don't we throw in the Washington Post? How about USA Today?
Okay.
USA Today.
Right. Okay, well, I appreciate you taking the call, but something to chew on for sure.
Well, it is. But, Peter, I appreciate you calling in. But, folks, come on. You got to come armed with your facts here. All you have to do is Google, and you'll come up with plenty of stories about Hunter Biden making millions of dollars. And that's why I'm a little suspect when I see all of these Lifetime movie stories coming out of the Ukraine war. Because Joe Biden, and by the way, it's not just Joe Biden. You've got Dianne Feinstein's family. You have Nancy Pelosi's family. They're all getting money from these people. They have a vested interest in protecting Ukraine. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Mark in the Villages, welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, Todd, count to 10, deep breath.
Oh, I'm good.
Hey,
geez, Alou.
Think about this. Think about this before you go out and vote, and ask your listeners what percent of Democrats, like Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of the box of rocks, do you think would defect and ultimately abandon this country by running to their lavish million-dollar homes in another country if we went to war? The more money they steal from us, the more protection they have for themselves, ultimately leaving us to fend for ourselves and die. Think about that next time people go out and vote. They have tons of money to protect themselves, but the heck with the rest of us that don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. I do wonder how many of those lawmakers up on Capitol Hill would be willing to take up arms and defend our country. I remember, you might remember this moment, Mark, when the rioters breached the Capitol in January. You know, a lot of the lawmakers they hid under tables, whatever. But there were a couple of guys, and I think a couple of them were from Texas, and one of the guys was from Tennessee, and they were right there with the law enforcement at the doors, willing to fight whoever was about to come through.
You know, absolutely.
Only four.
You know, Pelosi would be on her broom heading over into another country is what she would be doing.
Stop, Mark. That's yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you got that right. I can believe that. All right, Mark, we've got to run here. Appreciate the call. Wow. 844-747-8868. We have a couple of lines open now. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
My Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, I've been watching Newsmax and their coverage. They've been doing a great job. Two reporters, boots on the ground over in Ukraine. And I'm very impressed with what they're doing over there. You can actually watch me every Thursday on Chris Salcedo's show every weekday afternoon. He gives you the big news without the big spin. Millions of people, by the way, tuning in to Newsmax to watch Chris and the team on cable, on streaming, on their apps for the really big news. Every day, Chris Salcedo exposes fake news. And this week, he's exposing Joe Biden's role in the Ukraine disaster. You can find the Chris Salcedo show every weekday on Newsmax and discover why millions of cable viewers are making the switch. Now the fourth highest rated cable news channel, the fastest growing news network in America, Newsmax. You can also download the Newsmax app on your phone, and it is free to start watching right now. So Jennifer Griffin, I want you to hear this audio, Fox News Channel. She seems to think that she knows more than all the generals and, everybody else.
Well, Steve, it's a very serious situation. Today, Putin announced that he was putting his nuclear forces in the heightened state of alert. This certainly got attention here in Washington and in NATO capitals, but nobody wants to overreact to what he's doing. Clearly, Putin is trying to get attention. But I have to respond to something your previous guest, Brigadier General Balduck, said, because he really was way off the mark in terms of talking about what the U.S. could do on the ground. And with the backdrop of what you've just said in terms of Putin has nuclear weapons. That is why the U.S. military and NATO do not have troops on the ground inside Ukraine. The Ukrainians are very good fighters. They have been, it's a totally different military than it was in 2014 because of the training that has been done quietly by U.S. forces and other allied forces. And they are a tough group of fighters. They do not need Americans to fight for them, because that would then cause this to spread. And clearly, Brigadier General Balduck is not a student of history. He's a politician. He ran for Senate in New Hampshire and failed. He is not a military strategist. And to suggest that the U.S. would put indirect fires or special operations or CIA on the ground to give Putin any sort of excuse to broaden this conflict is extremely dangerous talk at a time like this. The nuclear weapon issue is something to watch, and it is going to be very important in the coming days.
All right, there you go. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always great to have with us Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Debbie, good to have you back with us.
It's great to be here. How are you?
I'm doing well. So look, tonight, the big night, State of the Union. Are you planning on being there?
I'm planning on being there and listening to what President Biden says.
So I'm curious to get your take on the State of the Union. I wrote a column earlier today saying it was a dumpster fire. What say you?
I agree with you. It is the State of the Union is in a crisis. It's in a crisis because gasoline, grocery, and energy prices are soaring. Crime has risen through the roof. There's a number of U.S. cities, over a dozen, where the murder rates are very high. The border is wide open. I'm from a border state. I've been down to the border a few times, and the policies from Biden and the Democrats have our open border policies. Fentanyl is flooding across the southern border, killing our kids. War is broken out in Ukraine. The Republicans asked President Biden months ago and then weeks ago to give military reinforcements, guns, that type of thing to Ukraine, and Biden refused, and now they're having trouble getting the actual military equipment and the guns into Ukraine because it's a little late now. You're right. It's a dumpster fire. And we can't forget all of the promises that Biden has put forth in the past and failed. I mean, remember when he said to the American people, I remember it clearly, he said he promised he would not leave one American behind in Afghanistan, and then he did. He promised that he wouldn't have a vaccine mandate, and then he did. I mean, this guy, you cannot rely on him. So tonight when he's talking, I will listen clearly, but quite honestly, I don't know that I'll believe him because he hasn't followed through with the other promises he's made.
Here we are facing $10 for a pound of bacon, which a lot of people thought was, you know, just beyond the pale. Then came gas prices that are upwards of $6 in some places across America, and they thought that was bad. And now we're facing possible vapor, you know, being vaporized by a nuclear bomb. And you wonder, okay, this is the first, we're not even talking about the first 2 years of the Biden administration. You really shudder to think what's coming next.
Yeah, you're definitely right. And in scary times, can I just tell you, it is very scary times. One of our Republican Congress members is Victoria Spartz, and she's from Ukraine. And she was telling us how she has a 95-year-old grandmother that's still over there. She's talking to people on the ground, and that Putin and their troops, their goal is to kill civilians. And so they've witnessed women and children being killed, women and children being ordered to stand in front of the Russian tanks to be run over.
Has that been verified?
It's not war. This is genocide.
Has that been verified? I mean, do we have any kind of verification of those accounts?
We've asked her, and I know our leadership, Kevin McCarthy, has asked if she can get us videos. So she's attempting to get videos from the people on the ground. But you know, I believe her. She's very. It made me cry, quite frankly, the things that she was saying. I had tears in my eyes. It's atrocious. And to think that we in the United States are still importing oil from Russia and paying Russia about $75 million a day to import their oil, we're funding this genocide. It's awful, and I call on President Biden to stop importing Russian oil, and let's make it our own. Let's make it on our own instead of stopping oil and gas production in the United States like Biden has been doing. Let's increase our production because we're capable of doing it.
Debbie Lesko, a congresswoman from the great state of Arizona, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congresswoman, I'm curious what you're hearing from constituents in your district when it comes to Ukraine and what the Americans should or should not do.
Well, people are understandably worried. I mean, this is something that hasn't happened for almost, 80 years. And so they're worried. Now, they don't want us to put our troops and combat in Ukraine with the Russians because that would lead to another world war, and we don't want that. But there are actions that we can do, and one of the things that we can do is continue to provide more arms more defense to the Ukrainian people who are fighting so hard. And as I said, it's very disappointing that President Biden refused a Republican request to give those arms over earlier so that Ukrainians could have had them in their hands earlier than waiting till the last minute. And now there's reports that they're having a hard time getting all of that stuff in through Poland. And so it's some trying times. And you add that on top of all of the other things that are happening in the United States, and now you understand why Biden's polling numbers are so low.
It makes sense. We've got about 20 seconds here, Congresswoman. What do you want to hear the president say tonight?
I want to hear him say that he's going to stop importing Russia oil and that we're going to produce our own oil and gas because we have the capacity here in the United States. I want to hear him say that he's really going to close the border, because he's not. He's an open border guy. He's done it on day one. And I want to close the border. Arizonans, Texans, all of America deserve a protected border in a safe America.
All right, Congresswoman, we're going to have to leave it there. Debbie Lesko, we will see you on TV later tonight in the House chamber. Folks, we've got to take a break. Hang tight if you're on hold. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Stick around, America. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, State of the Union is tonight. I'm more interested to hear the Republican rebuttal. Kim Reynolds is the governor of Iowa and is a great governor, by the way, and does a terrific job. She is going to be giving the rebuttal. That's always a difficult thing for the Republicans. A lot of times, it's just hard giving a speech like that if you're just staring into a camera. That's just a weird thing if you're not used to being a news anchor or something of that nature. I thought the best job was done many years ago by a former governor of Virginia whose name just slipped my mind. But he actually delivered that in the State House in Richmond, and there was a big audience there. And I thought it was a pretty good speech. Bobby Jindal, remember him? Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, was talked about as a possible presidential candidate until he delivered the rebuttal, and it was just like a speed reading course. It sounded like Ben Shapiro. You couldn't understand what the guy was saying. He talks too fast. You guys know what I'm talking. I like Shapiro, but the guy talks a mile a minute. Come on. So again, I think Kim Reynolds is going to do a great job. She has a terrific backstory. She and I met each other years ago. We were speaking at a gathering in Iowa for a an activist group, and it was a fun time. And I think that she is going to hit a home run tonight. Tim Scott, I thought, did a good job the last time he gave one of the rebuttals. Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have with us from the Trump team, our good friend Liz Harrington. Liz, hope you're doing good.
Hey, Todd. I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well, and you guys have to be feeling pretty good coming off that huge weekend at CPAC where the president was really given a hero's welcome.
Oh, absolutely, and it was such an incredible speech. I mean, you're talking about the State of the Union. I mean, that was a State of the Union address. I mean, that's what's going on in the country. I mean, there's no need for Joe Biden to get up there tonight and try to stumble his way through a bunch of lies. Because President Trump said it all on Saturday. And you're right, it was incredible reception. I mean, I think it was a 97% approval rating in CPAC. But it was just a great time and an incredible speech.
When you look at all of the problems facing America, and my column is up today over on our website, I say the State of the Union is a dumpster fire. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think the number one issue facing the country is right now?
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
Right.
And it has to be, I think, inflation and gas prices. Our border has got to be up there. Our lack of standing in the world after the Afghanistan withdrawal. Just the turmoil. I mean, what they're doing on the world stage right now is so dangerous. They're practically trying to start World War III. It's totally unnecessary. They abandoned all of President Trump's incredible policies that were working, not just for the American people, but for around the world. I mean, we had peace, we had no new wars. And now you look, everything's a disaster. Like you just said, it's a total dumpster fire, but it's really scary times, honestly. And when you look at all the different things domestically and abroad, there's nothing going well right now. And the real scary thing is, all of these things seem to be by design to hurt America. I mean, the decisions they're making, if they wanted to go against Putin right now, you know what they would do? They'd open up Anwar. They would reapprove the Keystone Pipeline. They'd secure our border. They would do these things to make America strong, to make us a net exporter of oil and natural gas like we were under President Trump for the first time in whatever. I mean, that's what you would do. But they're not doing that. They're doing everything they can to not just cause turmoil and chaos around the world, but to hurt our own citizens.
And that's what gets me, Liz. I mean, you've got liquor stores that are pulling off the the Russian-made vodka from the shelves, and you know, Paramount or Warner Brothers are pulling the Batman movie from Russian theaters. Hey, look, that's all well and good, but at the same time, America's still buying oil and gas from Russia. So we're
right.
In a way, we're funding what's happening in Ukraine right now.
Exactly right. We gave Putin all the cards to play. We totally just handicapped ourselves for no good reason. It's absolutely absurd. And you're right. All those moves are just superficial and for propaganda purposes. But the reality and the things that could really be done to hurt Putin and to bring stability, those aren't being done. And that's why you have to ask why. Every decision they've made from the way they pulled out of Afghanistan, which led to 13 Americans dead and so many more wounded, the way they've just dismantled our border, given it entirely away, the way they're facilitating lawbreaking by sending all these illegal aliens all across the country in the middle of the night. I mean, this is lawlessness. It is out of control. The American people are just so tired of it. They want stability. They want strength. And I think they really want President Donald J. Trump back in the White House.
Yeah, I'm with you on there, Liz. Liz Harrington, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Liz, on the issue of Ukraine, had a chance to ask the president a question on Saturday. And he is concerned that the Chinese could make a play on Taiwan, and that is a very real possibility because of the lack of leadership coming from the Oval Office.
You know, that's exactly right. And it's because we don't have this leadership. It's a total vacuum, and it's weakness. And projecting this weakness ever since Afghanistan, has really emboldened all of our adversaries. They're on the march. I mean, you didn't see this happen under President Trump because he projected strength. He was doing things to make America strong, and everyone knew you couldn't mess with the United States of America. We wouldn't hesitate to act. None of those, all of that has gone away. It's weakness. It's a bunch of empty words. This fake tough talk to kind of provoke and destabilize the situation with no follow through. And of course, crippling our energy independence has given all the power to our adversaries. So of course, China is paying attention to what's going on. And I think after that really self-inflicted wounds in Afghanistan of just giving away two decades of war in just such a disastrous way with so many lives lost. Because of that, China is emboldened. Russia is emboldened. That's why you're seeing all of these different things happen. And it's a really perilous time because America is no longer strong because President Donald J. Trump's not in the White House.
Well said. All right, Liz, we're going to leave it there. Ought to be a very interesting night in Washington, and we always appreciate your kindness coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right, Liz Harrington, everybody, from the Trump campaign. Well, he hasn't made it official yet, but he's running. We all know what's going on. We know the lay of the land there. All right, real quick before we go to break, I want to go to Charles in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC, wants to weigh in on the State of the Union. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, good afternoon. Hey, just to add something to what Liz just said as far as the issues, the number one issue, in my opinion, is election integrity. And for Congressman Lesko that called earlier, I would just say, if you want to know why Joe Biden's poll numbers are where they are right now, it's because he never had the votes in the first place. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Everything that's happened to our country right now, in foreign policy, domestic policy, is all a result of Joe Biden's policies. What Putin has done in Ukraine, he would not have done had Trump been president, because Trump had leverage and strength, unlike Biden. And everything that we're seeing going on our southern border, inflation, energy, our culture, trying to suppress political opposition by weaponizing agencies of the government, everything you're seeing going on right now is all being done by somebody that was not, in my opinion, and I think the evidence is out there, that was not legitimately elected by somebody who was not legitimately elected by the American people. I mean, I could reference a lot of things before the election, during the election, but just look at the behavior of this president after the election. What kind of person would do the things he's done to this country if he were truly popular and had 81 million votes? You know, it takes years and years to build a house, to build a castle, to build a country, but it only takes a small amount of time to burn it down.
Now, you know, Charles, what's interesting about all of this, there is some polling data out there. The ABC Washington Post poll, ABC News Washington Post poll, 56% of Americans say that the president is not doing a good job. What strikes me about that, and to your point, the 80 million Americans who allegedly voted for this president, where are those people? Those people have been silent since the president put his hand on the Bible on Inauguration Day. Those people are nowhere to be found. Where are the people marching in the streets, knocking down the doors to get on the cable news channels, defending this president and his failed policies? They're just not there.
They're not there at all. And again, it's because he never had the votes. I mean, we can throw accusations around saying the Biden, didn't win this, didn't win that. But, Todd, we've got the instant replay. We've got video evidence. I mean, just look at what's coming out with the Nets D'Souza. Hundreds of people dropping ballots in, ballot boxes. I mean, people pulling boxes out of in Georgia stuff and running them through voting machines. I mean, it's just everywhere. But, Todd, if I were a Republican member of Congress right now, and if I could have my wish, I wish they would transport me to Washington tonight and let me give the rebuttal to Biden. I think the only person that might do it better than me might be Donald Trump. But I would not show up at that State of the Union. I would not give any legitimacy to an illegitimate president. And I think I've sensed some cracks in our movement right now. We don't need to get distracted by Ukraine, as bad as that is. But the real threat to the United States, our security, our economy, our currency, everything, is the Biden administration and the corrupt political machine behind him.
All right, Charles, we're going to have to leave it there. Great stuff, as always. You always come. Charles always comes to the show fully prepared and well done. And again, it goes back to the fact, folks, we have the best audience in all of talk radio. All right, look, we've got to take a quick break here. A couple of lines now open, 844-747-8868. We're going to Georgia, Texas, Arkansas. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Stearns.
Hello. I'm pretty good. How are you?
You know, I just found out something very unusual about the Ukrainian president, Zelensky.
Oh, you know, you tell.
He's a comedian, right? So
yeah.
He's in the entertainment industry. He was on Dancing with the Stars, like the Ukrainian version of Dancing with the Stars.
I feel like this is their own version of Donald Trump.
No, in a way, it really, I mean, he really is.
Celebrity
apprentice. He is a celebrity, you know, politician. But also, he's a voice actor.
Okay.
And he was the voice of Paddington the Bear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I could see it.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. So, anyway, there's apparently audio out there, and you can listen to it yourself. Let's take a listen. This is President Zelensky, a.k.a. Paddington.
Всем привет, дорогие друзья. Я Владимир Зеленский. Я подарил свой голос потрясающему, харизматичному, доброму медвежонку Паттингтону. Тітка Люсі завжди мріяла про Лондон, та не мала змоги. Якби вона це побачила, то вважайте, її мрія здійснилась. Тітко Люсі!
О, Паддингтон.
Ми много времени провели с Мишкой вместе.
Привіт, Мейка Вікон!
Ау. В этой его неловкости и обаяние, и доброта, и что-то особенное, что-то очень теплое. Но мне мило. Я очень надеюсь, что у меня тоже есть такие черты.
Ну, all right, we're good there.
What?
I don't know. I think the last part was, I will eat the Russians like a marmalade sandwich.
Like a bear.
I don't know. But the guy's very talented. This could be why Putin thought, you know what? We're not going to have any problem at all.
Paddington the Bear.
We're gonna whip Paddington the Bear and the dancer on, you know, Dancing with the Stars.
Well, he's got moves.
Got moves. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Jeff in Arkansas listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hi, Jeff. What's going on?
I have actually two things to comment on. First off, what Joe Biden needs to do is ramp up our oil production to make us energy independent again. That's the first comment I have.
But Jeff, he doesn't want to do that. Yesterday, Jen Psaki was asked that question, and she said that's not the point to be oil to be independent, energy independent. The point is to be less dependent on. They want us all to be in the battery powered metrosexual cars. That's what they want.
But all right. They need to stop ordering oil from Russia, because any country that is ordering oil from Russia is paying for this invasion into Ukraine.
And, Jeff, so, we are funding, the United States is funding the war on Ukraine right now. You're absolutely right about that.
Exactly. So, I heard today Canada is stopping all oil coming from Russia into their country, into Canada. So they're actually doing something right. One thing.
All right. What's your other point, Jeff, real quick?
My other point is, did you happen to hear about the gentleman who committed suicide that got was going to be sentenced to 20 years for that January 6th at the Congress?
We read his obit.
20 years for trespass.
Right, and we read his obit on the air yesterday on this program.
I missed that, Todd. And I'm sorry, but if the justice system was proper, Hillary Clinton would be in prison right now. It's do as we say, but not as we do.
I'll say this, Jeff. It seems to me that Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and everybody else on the January 6th committee have blood on their hands. This was a good and decent man. He did nothing wrong, and they were throwing the book at this guy. Meanwhile, you've got these BLM terrorists out there burning down cities, and they get a free pass.
Well, that's what they do in the banana republics and places like, in Argentina and
Guatemala,
Cuba
and Mexico.
You know, that's what they do. They throw them in prison and throw away the key.
Ecuador. That doesn't work really well. Jeff, I get your point, and it is a fair point. And Jeff says we need to be energy independent and throw Hillary in jail. I don't have a problem with either one of those. But I suspect Bill's the real criminal. Okay, got to take a break here. Hang tight. Your call's coming up. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America.
Now, the polls show Americans deeply pessimistic about the economy. Inflation's only going to rise with what's happening on the energy front with this war. What do you attribute to that? What the decline in the president's polls, even on COVID, on how he's handled it, what can he do to turn this around?
Well, I think tonight's going to be very important because for people to appreciate what the president has done and that working together with the Congress, they have to know what it is. President Lincoln said public sentiment is everything. With it, you can accomplish almost everything. Without it, practically nothing. But people have to know for public sentiment to...
All right. Well, there you go. That sort of got cut off there midstream, but you get the gist of it. Nancy Pelosi says you people are just ignorant. You're ignorant. That's why you don't appreciate what Biden has done to the country. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the great state of Texas, Congressman Chip Roy, joins us. Congressman, what do you say to Nancy Pelosi there?
Well, Todd, look, first, thanks for having me on. She's struggling, right? Of course she's struggling because this administration has nothing to sell. And the American people know that already, right? And they see what's going on. They see that we're now paying the consequences of, their radical leftist energy policies that are based on unicorn fantasies. And we don't have the kind of energy production that we could have, which would be hip-checking Vladimir Putin. They know that, right? But they're beholden to the radical left of their climate agenda. They know the borders are wide open and people are suffering, and that they accuse the Border Patrol agent of racist whipping, which is a complete lie, right? They know inflation is running amok because they dumped $5.5 trillion on the economy. They know that they have had our kids sitting in schools wearing masks, now having all sorts of mental health issues, and people getting vax mandates causing them to lose their jobs. They know all that. And they're trying to dig themselves out from under it, and there's no real easy way to do that.
Congressman, I think the American people are really getting a little confused about what's happening in Ukraine. We are being fed a lot of propaganda that stories that are turning out not to be true time and time again from the guardsmen on Snake Island telling the Russians to go blank themselves. That story turned out to be a bit of fake news. Miss Ukraine, who was wielding an AR-15, turns out it was not, and she's not on the front lines of waging war against the Russians in stilettos. I get that we're going to get a lot of propaganda, but it seems to me that there is a significant effort to sway hearts and minds here at this country, so we will get involved in this.
Well, look, if you're the Ukrainians, I would be doing exactly what they're doing. I'd be pumping out any kind of propaganda I can. And look, there are real stories with a whole lot of sort of hyperbole wrapped around them. You know, we know that that there's fighting going on. We know that they're trying to hold the line against Vladimir Putin. But they're going to pump out all the propaganda they can, whether it was, you know, Miss Ukraine or the 13 on that island or whatever it might be. But here's the simple truth. The only way we're going to beat Vladimir Putin and beat evil in the world is if we do what America does best, and we go out and we produce vast quantities of American energy, clean-burning LNG, getting it over so that they're not dependent on Russian oil and gas. If we stand alongside NATO, if we continue to give lethal assets to the Ukrainians, and if we actually engage in sanctions when they're timely, not after the fact, then we can actually send a message to the world and send a message to Xi. But I'm not interested.
Oh, I think we lost the congressman there. We may have lost that line, ladies and gentlemen. My apologies. We will try to get back the congressman here if we can. That was Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas. Of course, the congressman, and like many other lawmakers up on Capitol Hill, getting ready for the State of the Union address tonight. All right, we do have the congressman back. Now, Congressman, sorry about that lost connection. Do you plan on being at the State of the Union tonight?
I'm not attending. I want to give credence to the theater, the Biden administration, and Nancy.
Okay, let's put the congressman on hold. I think we're just going to, that call is just not working out. So we lost him once and just got him back, and my apologies there. But, Grace, let's do find out if the congressman plans on being at the, I could make heads or tails of that. 844-747-8868. I mean, just think about this. Bacon about $10 a pound. You got gas at about $6 a gallon. The border is open. Criminals are ravaging our cities. And you could be vaporized by a nuclear bomb. And all because you had a lot of people who did not like the way President Trump tweeted. Just think about that. And it gives you a good idea of where we're at as a country right now. There is an interesting story developing in Nashville, Tennessee. There is a fierce battle for the Republican nomination of what will be a Republican seat, the 5th Congressional District. The MAGA world has endorsed a guy by the name of Robbie Starbuck, who is brand new to the state of Tennessee. So he moved here from California. He's a rap producer, and some of the content he has produced, you can Google it. It is pretty awful stuff. But he's the MAGA world candidate. Then you have the Trump-endorsed candidate, Morgan Ortegas, who worked for the State Department. And by all indication, she hates President Trump. Apparently, there are connections that she has with Ivana and Jared, and that's why she got the endorsement of President Trump. She got married. Ruth Bader Ginsburg did the wedding, so you can kind of figure out where she's coming from. She has not. She just moved, and she's running for Congress. It's the most bizarre thing. Meanwhile, there are plenty of rock-solid Tennessee conservatives. Now, here's my take. I don't care if you're in New York or Nevada. It doesn't matter. But I believe you need to be at least from the state or living in the state for at least 5 or 10 years before you decide to run for Congress. But to specifically move to Tennessee just to run for Congress, something's not right about that. So anyway, one of the local radio stations in Nashville, WLAC, decided to invite Morgan Ortegas on the program, and they gave her a quiz about the 5th Congressional District. And these were not gotcha questions. So here is one of the questions. Question number one, what three interstate highways are located in the 5th Congressional District? Morgan Ortegas says, I don't know. How do you not know what interstates go through? How do you not know that? It's Interstate 65, I-40, and I-24. They went on to ask her another question. Can you tell us who Brigadier General Robert Neyland was? Grace Baker, you're smiling because you know who Neyland was. Don't say who Neyland is, but you know. And she says, I don't know. She pleaded the fifth. How do you plead the fifth? You're running for Congress in Tennessee and you don't know that General Neyland was the legendary University of Tennessee football coach and that Neyland Stadium was named after him? Ma'am, go back to where you came from. She is the definition of carpetbagger. And I don't care that she has Trump's endorsement. It's the wrong endorsement. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be happy to endorse a Tennessean to run for the Tennessee Congressional District. Unbelievable. Shame on you, ma'am, and you should look, that is a disqualifying thing right there. If you don't know who Neyland Stadium was named after, you need to go back to where you came from. All right, I believe we had Congressman Chip Roy back on. Congressman, it's the Chinese. They're doing something to the phone lines.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm in D.C. in a vortex, but I think you got me now.
All right. So, State of the Union. Are you going to be going to the State of the Union tonight?
I am not. If you heard Nancy Pelosi, she said today that she will not be wearing a, quote, COVID mask because she says the speech will be a pivotal moment in terms of the timeline of COVID pandemic. Look, this is all a show. It's all theater. They've got a fence up around the Capitol. The Americans can't go visit their congressman, can't go to their Capitol. And they're requiring members of Congress to get tested. They continue this theater, and now they're trying to get out from under the mess they created harming the American people. I'm not going to participate in that sham. It's all a show to try to make Joe Biden look presidential while giving the Democrats a hall pass for all of the pain they've inflicted on the American people over the last 2 years.
Have you seen any of these truckers? Apparently there's a trucker convoy headed to D.C. Have you guys heard any word of that?
Yeah, we have. I don't have a real beat on the numbers, obviously, and I think it kind of ebbs and flows. But God bless them. God bless the Canadian truckers. They get it. The Senate shouldn't have abandoned the fight to stop the vaccine mandates 2 weeks ago, the Republicans in the Senate. We ought to continue to pick a fight. We got another spending deadline next week. But at the end of the day, those truckers, the American people, they get it. Democrats are running away from their lockdown, mask, vax agenda. And recognizing the American people are over it, and we've just got to go forward and protect all the people who have been hammered by it so far.
And of course, Congressman, back in your home state of Texas, a big primary election tonight.
Yeah, there is. Obviously, I'm up on the ballot. If you're listening there in Central Texas, please get out and vote. Get out and vote across the entire state, up and down the ballot. But really importantly, district attorneys races, right? DAs, school boards, go back and win these fights at the local level. You know, Congress is shiny. I want your vote. But go out there and get the good DAs in there to prosecute bad guys, good school boards to teach our kids, and show up. We need good people out there.
All right, Congressman, look, we appreciate you getting back to us here, and good for you tonight. And by the way, if you haven't watched there are a couple of great TV shows I've been recommending, especially to Texans and anybody out in the West and Southwest, 1883 and Yellowstone. Have you heard about these shows?
I've heard about both of them. I've not watched them because of my schedule, but they're on my list of things to do, and I've heard great things about them both.
Incredible. You're going to love it. Trust me on that one. So, Congressman, maybe tonight, instead of the State of the Union, you can check it out.
Amen. We might do our own form of Mystery Science Theater 3000 and just kind of comment during the president's ramblings. But,
or that,
God bless
too.
You all. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Congressman. All right. Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas. And, you folks in Texas, head out to the ballot box. Big, big races. And as he mentioned, the most important races are those school board races. And we've got to start taking over our school boards. Got to do that. All right. We're going to go to the phones here. Got to take a break. And being Mardi Gras, we decided to have a little bit of fun and maybe toss out a couple of Mardi Gras questions for trivia. We're going to hook you up with a copy of one of my books. I think Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. That is the newest book. And here is the question. When you get a king cake, what will you find on the inside of a king cake? What will you find inside a king cake? If you know the answer, Miss Janice is not eligible, Grace. Just go ahead and tell her she can't eat. Because she knows the answer. 844-747-8868. If you know the answer, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Change your vehicle's oil before your summer road trip and save money now with Pennzoil and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $22.95 after mail-in rebate. Save money and protect your engine against sludge and wear with the synthetic oil change. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, let's head down to Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. You know, you've never lived until you've seen the sun rise over the Cajun Dome down there at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Jason knows what I'm talking about. He's listening to us on KROF, our great affiliate there. Hey, Jason, how are you today?
Hey, Todd, doing great. How are you?
Jason, doing well. We have a trivia question on the table, and of course, I love king cake. And it is a tradition for Mardi Gras. Inside of that cake, though, you will find something, and we need to know what that is, Jason.
That's going to be the baby.
Yeah, that's right, a little baby. You know, this goes back to biblical times, ancient biblical times, when they would actually put a coin in the cake, and the person who got it would be king for a day. And now, Jason, what is the tradition there in Louisiana? So if you get the piece with the baby, what does that mean?
That means you're buying the next king cake.
Yeah, that's what I thought it. That's what I thought it meant. I don't think they give you a crown anymore.
No, not anymore.
So, Jason, tell us about Lafayette. Now, are you guys having the Mardi Gras celebrations today?
We are. The Mardi Gras is wrapping up today. A lot of people are off from work. Parades have been going on for about a week, maybe a little longer. But today's the last day of that celebration.
Ash Wednesday tomorrow. That's right. Well, Jason, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold for just a minute, but Grace turned your microphone on. Jason, don't go anywhere. Grace turned your microphone on. I have to tell you something funny. We didn't have a king cake here at the building, but the general manager of KWAM, the great Kevin Davis, has endeared himself to the staff because he goes out and buys food.
Oh, yeah.
And went over to Gibson's Donuts this morning for the big staff meeting and brought back, of course, Gibson's is one of the best donut places in America. Right here in Memphis, less than a mile from our studios.
It's amazing, which is not good that it's so close, by the way.
And they had king cake, I don't know, donuts, and they put the little babies on top. And so
it's kind of like eclairs-ish,
and with the green and the purple and the gold, you know, that's the luster dust,
yes,
as they call it. And so anyway, one of our staff members, who I will not name, said, "Why is there a baby fetus on the donut? What's up with that?" It's a baby. It's a little tiny baby. You never know,
no
Grace.
Comment.
You never know. It's very sad. All right, there you go, Jason. Hang tight. We're gonna get you set up. Let's go to the phones. TC, Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. TC, what's on your mind today?
Well, there was a lot, but tying in what you're talking about, Ukraine. If we had a leader like Trump or Reagan or somebody that was really tough, the United States has an opportunity right now to just bury Russia. Get them out of our hair. Get them off the world stage. Cut the pipeline back on. There are people over there revolting. Turn the screws on the sanctions and clamp down on them and take them out once and good. We probably would never have to fire a shot. God forbid, we don't want that to happen. But part of the problem is, and what gets us to where we have these career politicians that we can't get out of office. They just get reelected and reelected. If there was term limits, if you get reelected, fine. But with some term limits, these people that go to Washington would have some incentive to do something constructive to help the people they live alongside of. The people in Washington don't live alongside of anybody that's out there voting for them. So they're impervious to everything. They're not living in the real world anymore. And there's no accountability. The crimes that those people are committing up there, like the Clintons and the fake dossier and all this other stuff, they don't face any charges. They just get away with it. So the term limits is what's led, is part of what's led us into this inept government that we have right now. It's all about money. We could put Russia away for good right now.
Well, there's a good chance we could do that, but we're not going to do that. And TC, I am curious to know why we are doing what we're doing with Ukraine right now. And I think a lot of it has to do with Biden and the crime syndicate getting rich, wealthy, millions and millions of dollars off of Ukrainian gas and oil. And for that matter, when you look at all of the leaders up on Capitol, how many of those people are multimillionaires when all they've done is get elected to office? So to your point, you got about 10 seconds.
That's what Truman said. You show me a rich politician and I'll show you a crook.
There
and
you
that's
go.
Exactly right. They've got up there and got rich and all of a sudden they're smarter than the rest of us.
TC, if you run for office, let me know. I like the way you think. All right, folks, hour three coming up. State of the Union tonight. We're going to be live blogging. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always get a little snarky after a couple of Baptist martinis, if you know what I mean. All right, folks, hour three of the Todd Stern Show. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Grace Baker, you know what goes well with that delicious king cake downstairs? A hot cup of community coffee. That's what goes well.
Perfect pairing.
And by the way, it was Ben Dieter, our news anchor, who said, you know, he's from Ohio or Pennsylvania, went to Cedarville University, a good Christian school. And so he doesn't know anything about Mardi Gras, doesn't know about the festivities. And when he was looking at the king cake downstairs, he wanted to know, why is there a fetus on the it was a plastic fetus. It was like, Ben, it's a little tiny baby.
Oh.
But you got to be careful. You know, sometimes I knew somebody who once took a big bite of the king cake and ended up swallowing the baby.
Ooh.
And it got delivered later, but it was not a pretty sight.
Gosh, Todd, didn't need that.
I'm just saying.
So
what are you giving up, Grace? You know, this is Fat Tuesday,
yes.
And then Lent Ash Wednesday starts tomorrow. Are you giving anything up?
You know, I was thinking of giving up working, so you won't see me in the office tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, that's not going to work. That's not good for me.
Why not?
That's not good for me. I thought about, in lieu of the letter we got complaining about my use of the term Jeezaloo, maybe I should, sorry, that's one of the inappropriate words, doggone it. Oh, wait a second. That's on the list, too. Heck. There you go. That's on the list, too.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for
you.
Okay,
yeah.
On a slightly more serious note, it's ironic and not intentional, but tomorrow's the day I'm starting my no gluten and no dairy.
Are you
diet.
Going gluten-free?
And dairy.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are you
going to
do? Drink chocolate milk instead?
That doesn't work that way.
All right.
More like almond milk.
No,
or
that's
soy milk.
I'm sorry. That's just disgusting.
Might as well be a customer.
I never have understood what squeeze. It's this almond juice is what that is. It's not milk. It's juice.
Yeah.
The juice of the almond. That's disgusting. But good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, who's probably grossed out, Congressman Jody Heiss from Georgia, joins us. Hey, Congressman.
Hey, Todd, great to be with you. Y'all got me cracking up.
Oh, goodness. Hey, Congressman, I saw you. You were at CPAC, or a body double was at CPAC. No, I think I saw you, but the crowd was so large, it was hard to get over to say hello to you, but it was a lot of fun out there.
Fantastic. It's always so inspiring and encouraging to be around thousands and thousands of like-minded people. And CPAC is one of those events every year that's just a blast to be a part of.
And Congressman, real quick, before we jump into the State of the Union, how are things in the race for Georgia? You want to be Secretary of State. How are things going on the campaign trail?
Yeah, it's really exciting, Todd. We just finished last week a fly-around tour around the entire state of Georgia. Just incredible reception all over the place, and people are excited. They're energized. They want election integrity, among other things. And, you know, we're just really excited where we are at this point in the race, and looking forward to getting this thing completed across the finish line.
Well, I think you're going to make a fine Secretary of State. And, you know, the best part about it, you're out there campaigning and boots on the ground, meeting with the people, and that's what it's all about.
It is. It really is. And, you know, after every election, I always miss a part of the campaign trail because it is so great to be out there with the people. And, you know, right now, especially people, you know, and this really leads us into another reason for the call with the State of the Union, but people are deeply concerned with so many different issues right now in our country. And as a result, they're stepping up to the plate and getting involved from the local level to the state to the federal, all across the board.
I mean, we have gone in the past 2 weeks from complaining about bacon being $10 a pound to trying to figure out how to survive a nuclear blast. It's unbelievable what this administration is doing and how their policies are creating turmoil all over the globe.
Yeah, it is unthinkable, and inexcusable. I mean, let's just face it. I can't think of one real decision this administration has made since inauguration that has really been in the best interest of our country. I mean, we were energy independent. We're no longer. Our borders were secure. Now they're wide open. As a result, we have drugs, fentanyl and others just covering our streets. We have criminals all over the place. Crime is out of the roof. Inflation. Now we've lost our credibility nationally with a disaster in Afghanistan, now another one in Ukraine. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable what this administration has done, the damage inflicted upon the American people in just a little bit over 1 year.
Are you going to be at the State of the Union tonight?
You know what? I am not a believer in proxy voting, but I think tonight I'm going to be a supporter of proxy attendee of the State of the Union. Now, listen, they're requiring tests. They're requiring all sorts of stuff to get in, and I'm just not going to participate. And the fact that they are not allowing the American people to join us in the gallery, we're not allowed to bring guests. This is just it's just a horrible thing, and I'm not going to be there. I'll obviously be watching, but I'm going to be with the American people watching, not there in person.
Now, that, you know, folks may not know this, but several years ago, I was your guest to the State of the Union, first time going, and it was absolutely incredible. It turned out, Congressman, I figured out pretty quickly that not only was I on the leftist side of the balcony, and I figured that out when I realized I was the only person standing for the ovation. But I was seated next to an illegal alien who had been invited by somebody out in California.
Yeah, you know, and this year they are not allowing us as members of Congress to invite guests. And yet this is the State of the Union. This is an address to the people, not an address to Congress. And yet they're just giving a slap in the face, so to speak, to the American people. And I'm just not going to participate in this. So, you know, we'll be watching and so forth. But it's just really unfortunate. We've got the wall up around the Capitol again. I mean, we've entered back into Fort Pelosi, as we call it, although at least they have done away with the mask. It's amazing how the science has strangely followed the polls right now. And for the State of the Union, they've at least released the mask mandate up here. But this whole place is just nuts under the current leadership that we have.
Are you hearing any rumblings about the truckers showing up? We had heard there might be some convoys on the way.
Yeah, I've heard that they are. I've not yet seen them. To be honest with you, I haven't even been outside yet. It's been a busy, busy day with hearings and different things. So, in fact, we're on the floor now. I've stepped off the floor for this. But, yeah, I've heard they're coming. I hope they're here. I would love to see them, and I'll step outside here in a few minutes and check.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to let you get back to the work at hand, and we always appreciate the great work you do. Again, good luck to you out on the campaign trail.
Thanks so much, Todd. Appreciate all you do.
All right, Congressman Jody Heiss, everybody, from the great state of Georgia, running to be the next Secretary of State. He's a good one, folks. I know we have a lot of listeners in Georgia, and he deserves your vote. He works incredibly hard. He's just a good, decent man, family man, and he loves the state of Georgia. and a big supporter of our friends over at Truett McConnell University. 844-747-8868 here in our Liberty University studios. Liberty University, folks, if you have not seen the incredible work they're doing, you've got to check out liberty.edu and see how they are working very hard to raise up that next generation of patriots in this country. Let's go to Diane, who is in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Diane, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, this is a question I have never heard anyone ever ask or answer. And we know with the way things are going, the inflation and our president and our Congress, they're just basically going along for the ride. You know, we know they all have good salaries, and that we can't do anything about. But, you know, something that no one has ever asked or looked into is, you know, they get per diem and reimbursement for expenses. So it just seems to me that if they're going to do something that's going to change the inflation rate to hurt the rest of us, that there ought to be some kind of correction in their per diems and reimbursements so they at least get a little feel of our pain. But, you know, I've never heard that mentioned. Maybe that's one of those things that nobody's supposed to mention.
Well, that's a fair point, Diane. You know, and we had a previous caller talking about term limits.
That would only be good if the office staff got term limits too, because you know
that's
you
get
an elected man or woman in, the office staff stays. They're the ones that's running the country.
No, and you're right, and they are, and that's what's happening. That's why you have the deep state is the phrase that was coined. That's who the deep state is. These are the bureaucrats who are there through multiple administrations. And you're right, yeah. Diane. They're the ones running the country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I would be curious to see just how much extra money elected federal officials, because, see, all this stuff is basically at the federal level. I'd be curious if anybody has ever heard how much over and above their legal salaries they get in per diem and reimbursement.
You know what,
they
Diane?
Don't feel our pain.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out that information.
But, I'd be curious to know, and it would seem to me that if that was suspended for a little while, maybe they'd get a taste of it.
You know, Diane, back when I was at Fox News, a couple of the perks I sort of miss. Mm-hmm. We used to get a clothing allowance, so they'd give you $5,000-$10,000 a year on your clothing, and they'd make all your suits and whatever.
Yeah.
And four times a year, somebody would show up from wardrobe and say, "These are the ties you have to wear this season."
Oh,
I'm like, I didn't know we had seasons, but apparently we do. But then we were out on the road. We get like a $60 per day per diem just for food. You know, you use it however you want to use it. A lot of folks, I won't name names, they would save up that money. They wouldn't eat, but they'd do a whole lot of drinking.
Yeah, and if we know that that's evident in the private world, it's got to be also part of our Congress.
There you go.
Our elected officials laugh too.
All right, Diane, good. That is a very good observation, and we'll look into that for you. Thanks for the call. So, you know, inflation, Diane was talking about inflation. You know, it's out of control when the New York Times is doing a story. And Grace, you know, let's just say if you're doing a story on inflation, what do you normally do? You go and talk to the local family.
Sure.
You know, the mom and the dad and the kids and how much it's costing to go buy the cottage cheese down at the Kroger or the Piggly Wiggly.
Or the almond milk.
Or the chocolate milk. Thank you. Yes. So here's how the New York Times covered the inflation story. You got to hear this. On a crowded Saturday night at Pieces, a gay bar in Greenwich Village, Gregory Miller and three friends claimed a spot on the floor shortly before the drag performer Jasmine Kennedy, that's K-E-N-N-E-D-I-E, Jasmine took the stage. One of Mr. Keller's friends bought the first round, another got the second, and then it was his turn. After a few failed attempts at flagging down a bartender, he ordered 4 vodka sodas. That's a lot of drinking. All in all, it was a great night out, except for the cost. Quote, I remember just going, yikes, when signing off on a nearly $80 bill, Mr. Keller, a 25-year-old architectural designer, said. $80 for booze. I wonder if it was Russian vodka. All that to say. If the gays in New York are upset over the rising cost,
true.
There could be hope for Republicans.
True.
I mean, I'm just saying. You can't be. I mean, if it's too expensive to go out to the gay bar and get your vodka, well, that could be a problem here.
True.
There you go. So that's how the New York Times is covering the covering. You know what's going to happen next? They're going to be interviewing the Black Lives Matter crowd, and they're not going to be able to afford any more mansions. They're going to have to, you know, downsize to what, you know, the Mech mansions.
Man, that's rough.
Unbelievable.
Rough.
Anyway, the typical ticket price at the House of Yes Club in Bushwick, Brooklyn, known for showcasing aerialists and dancers in elaborate costumes, was $20 to $25. Now the price is $25 to $30. They say one of the co-owners says every straw, every napkin has gotten more expensive in recent months, and they're barely able to break even.
It's those paper straws.
I hate those things.
I
they
do
just
too,
disintegrate. I
despise
that.
It's not a pleasant
that.
Experience.
You know, they will bring one to the table, and I will get that away from me. I don't want to be anywhere around one of your tree hugging slurpy things.
Slurpy things.
I'm just saying. The Flower Shop, which is a restaurant, that's kind of a weird name, is also feeling the pressure. They say the price of fryer oil has risen to $1.28 a gallon. It used to be 67 cents.
Wow.
A pound of chicken wings once cost $2.49 a pound, now cost $4.49 a pound. And he's had to raise the prices. But he says, but we can't charge $35 for a bowl of chicken wings. The guy's got a great point.
No,
what
yeah.
do you do?
What it's, are you going to do?
It's folks, this is what happens when you go and vote for a Democrat. This is what happens. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hey, folks, good to have you with us today. Hey, ToddStearns.com. Want to encourage you to bookmark our website. Will you do us that favor? We're growing by leaps and bounds thanks to you good people. And we would love for you to check out our website and make us a source for news and information. You can also download our newsletter and our podcast free of charge. Last month, 1.3 million Americans downloaded the Todd Starnes Radio Show podcast, and we're mighty thankful for that, and it's only really because of you guys that we're able to do it. Also, my book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, it makes a terrific Easter gift or Mother's Day present. And we would love for you to get a copy. Those of you, really, if you're in Memphis, we'd love for you to go to Novel Bookstore of Memphis. That's my favorite independent bookstore, Novel Memphis, and they have signed copies available of Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. If you don't live in the Memphis area, you can always get it at your Barnes & Noble. Wherever you buy your books, you can get yourself a copy of this great little devotion book. Ran into some folks today who said they absolutely love the stories and the great recipes. Somebody said, Todd, that's the best biscuit recipe I've ever used, and I'm glad to hear that. All right, let's go to Doug in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate. Doug, what's on your mind?
Hey, maybe a little bit off topic, Todd, but I just want to talk about the UN and how weak I think the UN is. The UN should be the most feared military in the world. Right now, we're just a slap on the wrist, but in my opinion, we should have the best of the best, like the super friends, that comes in and takes care of business as far as the UN.
Yeah, you know, it's, Doug, I've been a long advocate for saying we need to kick them out of the country and sell that property and give the refund back to and the proceeds back to the American taxpayer. They are absolutely worthless. And a case in point, look what's happening right now with Ukraine. Where is the UN?
Exactly. We should be the most feared. The UN should be most feared military in the world. And here we are slapping wrists. Nothing happens and nothing gets done.
Well, it's true. You're absolutely right, Doug. Absolutely right. All right. Doug, by the way, you're going to watch the State of the Union address tonight.
I doubt it because it's just going to be
the blah, 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 nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be a blah, blah, blah. It'll be a humbity, 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 humbity.
Same thing. Right. I appreciate you, Todd. I listen to you every day. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Doug. God bless. All right. You know who I feel bad tonight? I feel bad for whoever's doing the sign language interpretation. That, well, give that person a drink. All right. Hey, got to take a break. Your open lines this hour coming up, 844-747-8868. Got a great Sam Elliott story coming up next. So I just finished watching the finale of 1883, which is the Yellowstone prequel. And by the way, there's another prequel that's coming out. It'll be set right in the 1930s for the Depression. Great, folks. I just again, if you love good cinematography, if you love good storytelling, you got to watch 1883. It's a pretty hardcore illustration of what life was like for settlers moving and the pioneers moving into the West. And one of my favorite actors on the show, Sam Elliott, who has one of the best voices in all of Hollywood. And here's a little clip of him doing a Dodge Ram commercial.
Of the Old West, cowboys live by an unspoken code, the code of the West. Never try on another man's hat. Always remove your firearms at the table. Talk less, say more. Always do what has to be done.
What a great voice. So that's Sam Elliott, a little commercial he did for Dodge Ram back in the day. I guess he's in his 77 years old. And the guy's still acting and doing a great job. So anyway, Sam Elliott is about to get canceled by Hollywood. There's a movie out called The Power of the Dog. It is a Western. It has 12 nominations for the Academy Awards. I have seen this movie. I'm a big fan of Westerns. And I saw this movie. And right away, I realized this is the wokest Western movie I've ever seen in my life. It was absolutely horrible. And one of the things that really got me about The Power of the Dog is that there was this very clear narrative woven through the entire Western. And I guess you could say it's the first pro-gay Western movie. It was bizarre. And it's an illustration of what's happening in Hollywood, where every movie that comes out has to have a gay subplot. And I'll give you a great example of that. Downton Abbey, the movie, great movie, came out, and all of a sudden there is stuck right in the middle of it is a gay subplot. And it doesn't need to be there. It's not part of not part of the plot. The movie will be just fine without it. But they're shoving that agenda into every movie that they can make in Hollywood. And so Sam Elliott was asked about this during an interview about the movie The Power of the Dog. The movie is based on the novel by Thomas Savage from back in 1967. And Elliott did not mince words. I'm not going to be able to... I'll have to bleep some of this, but here we go. Elliott says, "You want to talk about that piece of blank?" Talking about the movie. And he was on Mark Maron's podcast on Monday. Benedict Cumberbatch, Kirsten Dunst, Jesse Plemons, among those in the movie. Quote, "I looked at when I was down there in Texas doing 1883, and what really brought it to home to me the other day, when I said, do you really want to effing talk about it? There was an effing full page out in the LA Times, and there was a review, not a review, but a clip, and it talked about the evisceration of the American myth. And I thought, what the F? What the F? This is the guy that's done Westerns forever. The evisceration of the American West? Elliot then compared the cowboys in the movie to Chippendales dancers. This is a spot-on description of what this movie is about. Quote, they made it look like, what are all those dancers, those guys in New York who wear the bow ties and not much else? That's what all these effing cowboys in that movie look like. They're all running around in chaps and no shirts. It was kind of off-putting, to be honest with you. There's all these allusions to homosexuality throughout the effing movie. The show host pushed back a bit, noting he thinks, well, that's what the movie's about. Because the film heavily implies that Cumberbatch's character, Phil Burbank, is a closeted gay man in the Wild West. Elliot says, I mean, Cumberbatch never got out of his effing chaps. He had two pair of chaps, a woolly pair and a leather pair. And every time he would walk in from somewhere, he never was on a horse. Maybe once he'd walk into the house, storm up the stairs, go lay in his bed in his chaps and play his banjo. That's kind of weird. So the point here is, and Cumberbatch or the, and Sam Elliott makes a great point, is that they're trying to feminize the Wild West. They're trying to feminize cowboys. Sam Elliott goes on to say, the myth is that they were these macho men out there with the cattle. I just came from Texas where I was hanging out with families, not men, families, big, long, extended, multiple generation families that made their living and their lives were all about being cowboys. And Elliot's got a great point here, because the whole point of this movie is that all of those cowboys out on the trail driving cattle, they were all gay. That's the point of the movie. And Elliot is saying, you people are nuts, and I've had it. I've had it with all of this indoctrination and wokeness. That's what Elliot is saying here. Elliot says, boy, when I saw that movie, I thought, what the blank? Where are we in this world today? And he's got a great point. If you're a filmmaker, fine, make a film. And if a gay romance is a part of your film plot and storyline, tell that story. But to force an issue into a film like that ruins the film and turns it into a propaganda piece. Now you may disagree with that, but again, you cannot go to a movie these days without being pounded over the head by that or the BLM movement or the anti-cop movement. It just goes on and on and on. All right, 844-747-8868. So here's what I want to do. We're going to go to the phones here in just a moment. I want to throw out another trivia question. We're Mardi Gras today, Happy Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow, Ash Wednesday. And we're going to try to win you a prize. We've got a copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Draw. So here we go. A lot of the Mardi Gras crews, during their parades, they throw a lot of stuff off of those floats. Many of them throw beads. Others throw doubloons. But one particular Mardi Gras crew throws coconuts. Well, now they hand them coconuts. Now, something about insurance. So we want to know the name of the crew that throws the coconuts during the Mardi Gras parade. And it's happening today in New Orleans. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. The name of the Mardi Gras crew that throws coconuts, 844-747-8868. You know, folks, I was so excited to meet our friends over at AMAC. They were at CPAC in Orlando over the weekend, had a big, huge display, making a big statement, standing up for conservative seniors. And I have some exciting news for you. Now everybody can join AMAC. That's right. If you're 18, 19 years old, you can become a part of AMAC. They are fighting for us on Capitol Hill. And by the way, they are America's largest organization for conservative seniors. Now, look, if you are 50 years of age or older, you're going to be able to get some incredible benefits with your AMAC membership. Talking about discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants. But most importantly, your membership is going to support your values. So go to amac.us/starns today to start your discounts. That's amac.us/starns to become an AMAC member just like me. They need you. America needs AMAC. That's amac.us/starns.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the phones here, Laurie. And you know what? We're going to do two at one time. Why don't we do that? Laurie and Richard, who's Laurie's in North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Richard calling in from New Orleans. Laurie, Richard, how are you guys doing?
I am doing great.
Wonderful. Now, Richard, real quicker, since you're in New Orleans, what's it like down there? Are you going to any of the Mardi Gras parades today?
Actually, I think I may have spoken incorrectly when I answered that for Grace, because I'm from New Orleans. I spent 61 years there until Katrina, and now I'm in Cordova.
Oh, so you're listening to us on KWAM, the Mighty 990.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Well, then you probably are in a much safer spot down on Beale Street. All right, Laurie and Richard, on the count of three, I'm going to give you the trivia question. There is one particular crew, Mardi Gras crew, and they throw coconuts from their floats, but now they just hand them to people. We need to know the name of that crew on the count of three. One, two, three.
Zulu.
Yes. Congratulations, guys. That is correct. The crew of Zulu, which, by the way, they've been doing this, guys, since right around the turn of the century, 1909, the Zulu Social and Pleasure Club.
Social Aid and Pleasure Club.
So, did I say social club? I said social aid, because one of the great things about Richard, one of the great things, and Laurie, one of the great things about the Zulu Club is that they have a very long history of doing good deeds for the people there in New Orleans. So it's they're doing some good work down there.
Yeah, Zulu has some of the fanciest wreaths you'll ever see at a funeral.
Yes. And Laurie, what were you saying?
I was going to say, yes, they are very, very well connected with their communities in New Orleans. I grew up south of New Orleans.
Is that right? Now, Laurie, what part of New Orleans did you grow up in?
I grew up in Plaquemines Parish.
All right. Well, my dad got transferred when I was a little boy. We moved down to St. John Parish. We were the crew de Monde. That was the local crew in our neighborhood back in the day. But, you know, it's interesting. This was, I believe, Richard, this was one of the earliest all-African-American, all-black crews in the New Orleans area.
It was. And one of the members that you may associate with the crew Zulu that most people are aware of is a former mayor of New Orleans, Ernest Dutch Morial.
Is that right? So I had no idea that he was a part of Zulu.
Yeah, he was.
Now, the problem was the coconuts. Now, this was like the most coveted thing, if you guys remember that. Back in the day, they would throw these coconuts. And then I guess they were not able to get insurance coverage, so they had to stop that. You know, they had to stop that long tradition, and now they just hand them out.
And you know, the same thing happened with the crew that marches. I think it's the Jefferson City Buzzards that marched on St. Patrick's Day. Now, it might have been other crews as well, and I'm not aware of their names at the present. But they used to throw cabbages. And for the same reason, they had to start handing them out.
Wait, what? They're throwing what?
They threw cabbages on St. Patrick's Day.
Holy cow. It's, you know, I went to, when I lived in New York City, very first year, St. Patrick's Day, I was still the overnight anchor at Fox. So my day ended at 6 a.m. And I remember walking out of the Fox building, and there were thousands of people outside, all wearing green, and people were already literally crawling pub to pub for the big St. Patrick's Day parade.
That's the way it is with the crew of the Jefferson City Buzzards, because they used to march on Magazine Street ahead of the parade post, the crew of post, and they would play a little game called Let's Hit Every Bar on Both Sides of the Street.
Oh, gosh. Lori, did you ever go to the parades when you were growing up, Lori?
Oh, Lord, I marched in them.
Is that so? You marched in them?
I marched in them when I was in high school in band. We marched parades. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. My feet still hurt.
Well, you know, people may not realize this, but today is actually a day. It's a school holiday. So on Mardi Gras, you don't go to school. And then Ash Wednesday, I don't think you go to school either. So.
Yeah,
Lori, did you
march in the pool? All right, we'll go one at a time here. Lori, go first, then Richard.
Well, we went to school on Ash Wednesday because the Catholic kids would come to school with the ashes on their forehead.
Okay, that's it. Okay, and Richard, go for it.
Lori, did you march in the crew of Zeus when you were doing the parade?
No, we did Cleopatra, Nefertiti, Rex, Choctaw.
Oh, this is like old home week here.
By
the way, our good friend Noah Britt from WPMO down in Pascagoula says, Todd, no school in Pascagoula or Mobile tomorrow. So there you go, kids. You get to sleep in. All right.
I noticed that Jeremy Pierre over Channel 13 is also a Nola's boy.
Well, there you go. Well, guys, we're going to have to wrap it up here. Our time is about to expire. So, Richard and Laurie, hang tight. We're going to send both of you a copy of my book. Richard, you can just come down to the radio station and pick your copy up. But our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. And you folks down across Louisiana, you know, you see the wild debauchery, but Mardi Gras really is a family affair. And those crews are doing some really good work down there and helping out their communities. And the folks at the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club, they work year-round to get scholarships and to help folks out in their community, and we really appreciate their good work. All right, let's go to the phones real quick here. Our good buddy Murph in Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Murph, what's going on?
Hey, Professor Starnes, how are you?
I'm ready for Mardi Gras. I'm ready to throw some beads or something.
Been once, never going back, but that's another day for another day.
Yeah, it's a family-friendly show, Murph.
You were talking about the major problems of this country. I think you just hit on it, talking about this movie that I've never heard of and never saw, because it's such a moral degradation. And when you declare an unnatural lifestyle a good thing, what more do you want? And that's one observation. Second observation, we keep hearing the word democracy bannered about by every person you put a microphone in front of, and we're looking at the fruits of democracy, okay? If it weren't for the checks and balances of the Constitution, anyone adverse to the Democratic Party's train of thought would be nullified or locked up or put in jail. Third observation, the lady that called in about per diems for members of the House and Senate, they're paid a salary. The Speaker and the majority leaders are in excess of $224K a year. The members are $174K a year. And then they are given allowances for travel, which is reasonable. And then their offices are also financed by us. You and I pay it all.
We pay every single penny, Murph, and that's a problem. Murph, I hate to do this. We're flat out of time, my friend. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. Join us tonight. We're going to be live covering and giving analysis of the President's State of the Union Address, and we'll do it all over again tomorrow as well. All right, happy Mardi Gras, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show.